Genesis chapter 2. So the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their hosts. And on the seventh day God finished the work he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work that he had done in creation. This is the account of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, when no bush of the field was yet on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist came up from the earth, and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, that is, in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil were in the middle of the garden. And a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. From there it divided it and became four branches. The name of the first is Pishon. It flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. The fragrant bdellium resin and onyx stone are also there. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It flows around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Tigris, and it goes along the east side of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You are free to eat of any tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you will surely die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." So out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky, and brought them to man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. And the man gave names to all the livestock, and to the birds of the sky, and to every beast of the field. But for man there was no suitable helper found. So the Lord God caused man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, he took one of his ribs and closed up the place with flesh. And from the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She will be called woman because she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined to his wife, and they become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed.